quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is Stuart Venner. I tell it as I see it, and I see it as it is.
It was interesting, but it was also stupid.
This is Stuart Venner. I want to welcome you to this week's show. We've got a really great lineup in store. We're going to be speaking to Lance Soles. He's the hip-hop investor. He teaches young people to go to Wall Street and invest, I guess, doing hip-hop. We're also speaking to George Scheinel. George is calling us all the way from Australia, and he's the author of Spiritual Awakenings. He's a ghost hunter. We're sending Ghostbusters over there to Australia to stop him. We're also speaking to Dr. Teresa Dale. She's a hormone replacement therapy expert. We're talking to Tali Raffaelli. He is going to tell us about the art of negotiation. Very important things every one of us can learn. And finally, last but not least, we have a great freak of the week. We're talking to Kevin from U.S. Pharmacy in India. Kevin and U.S. Pharmacy and all of them there have been calling me nonstop day and night for years trying to sell me Viagra. It's a very funny segment. Please stay tuned. I have a very interesting guest on the show. He's a young man, Lance Soles, and he's got quite a great story to tell us. He is teaching Wall Street tactics and how to invest, I believe, with the hip-hop approach. Is that right, Lance?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Please, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing. It's a little different than the average investor.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me on your show, man. It's a great honor and opportunity. What we're doing here over here at Wall Street Hip Hop is we're basically bringing these two dynamic industries together. We all know that hip hop is now a huge force in our culture, and a lot of companies use it in order to promote and get their products out there to the masses. What we're doing over here is we're bringing them together in a way that has never been seen before, and we're more on the education side, you know, educating and bringing awareness to this fact that hip-hop is a huge influence, and usually the hip-hop community doesn't benefit. We spend and spend and spend, and we don't benefit. So we want to be able to educate people on how this thing works and how we influence the world.
Well, I think that's pretty interesting. So is this just investing or marketing products using the hip-hop approach? I've seen a lot of stuff, but this is something I have to tell you I've never seen before.
Yeah. It's really about the investing part. See, we really want to start with hip-hop, and then we want people to expand. This is just really the launching pad. But we want people to really get into Wall Street and get into investing. You know, even my generation is very detached.
Well, how do I use hip hop to get into investing? Maybe I got to learn to dance a little better.
Well, that's one. You can definitely learn how to dance a little better. That'll help you out a little bit.
I think I'm dead in the water, but please, go ahead.
first of all, we have to understand the how hip-hop works in Wall Street. See, people don't see hip-hop when they see Wall Street. When people look at Wall Street, they see three-piece suits and numbers and earnings reports and P/E ratios, but a lot of these companies use hip hop to like I said, sell their products. So when you recognize that, it's just another angle to use. You know, you could see how, for example, how Rick Ross had a situation with Reebok, when he got dropped and because of a line he said, and if you can pay attention to that and see how that affected Adidas stock, or Lil Wayne's situation with Mountain Dew, how that affected Mountain Dew stock, or even Jay-Z's recently situation with Samsung, how that influenced the stock to go up or down, either way. So it's being able to recognize the trends of what's happening and use that angle in order to make a profit in Wall Street.
That's very, very interesting. So you just don't walk into the stock exchange and do breakdancing?
No, I wish. That would be so cool if we could just do that. No, we should do a flash mob one day and in the exchange. I hope we don't get kicked out or anything, but
I'm reading your bio and a little bit you wrote, and your job is to grab life by the balls and go for everything you wanted. Is it working for you, Lance?
Yeah, it's actually working pretty good. It's really a mindset and attitude towards life and towards the world. You know, we only live once. I hate that phrase, YOLO. I hate that phrase, but it's true. You know, we only live once, and you gotta go for it, man. I like to call it jumping the cliff. You gotta jump the cliff sometimes.
Well, I like that. I mean, I remember when the women were burning their bras. I kind of like that. But now I got to get used to the hip-hop. I don't know if I'm going to like that too much, but I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Has it working for you?
Yeah, it's working.
You're making money?
No, not the type of money. Well, we are making money, but not the type of money that we want to make. We always striving for more, for more, for more.
Well, you're young. You're only 22 years old, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you got a long way ahead of you. But I think you're very bright young man, and you've got a lot going for you, and certainly something a little different than I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Lance, how can people learn more about you? And do you have a book? Do you have a website, something that they can go to?
Yeah, well, if you want to learn more about Wall Street Hip Hop, you can go to wallstreethiphop.com. If you want to learn more about me, you go to SoulWorld, SoWorld. com, and you can have all my information right there. Everything is there for you.
So you a soul man?
Yeah.
Okay.
I try to be.
Do you have a song that you sing when you do this, or is there some?
I'm more of a producer and a writer. So the thing about Wall Street Hip Hop is that there's so many different aspects of it. Like, you have the Wall Street portion of it, and you have not really musical, but there's a media portion to it. We're looking into some radio shows, doing a radio show. I don't want to spill the beans yet and talk about the station, but it's a pretty big station that we're talking to do a syndicated show. But from that to TV shows to, you know, different type of books and movies and scripts, it's a lot that comes with it. But right now, we really want to focus on just the education part and getting people educated on this thing and getting people familiar with Wall Street.
Well, Lance, I think you're great, and you're certainly an interesting young man. I think you got a great career ahead of you, and I've got to get into my hip-hop groove so I can start making some money on Wall Street. Lance,
exactly.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Are you in the terrible position of owing more than your real estate is worth? It just doesn't make sense to throw more good money after bad. At some point, it does make good sense to cut your losses. Don't count on failed government programs that in the end make your problem even worse. We are years away from a housing recovery. Disposing of it incorrectly could create disastrous tax consequences and ruin your credit. You could even pay income tax on the lender's loss. I'm Stuart Venner, president of the Wilshire Holding Group. With over 18 years' experience, we have the proven solution to your problem. A way to dispose of that upside-down property without incurring tax liability and minimize any negative credit. Don't walk away from the property. Call us first. Go to realtycrisis.com or call 877-94-HELP-ME. That's realtycrisis.com, realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Don't lie awake nights worrying. We're here to help you. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend a presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
Folks, welcome back to the show. I've got a very interesting guest online. We're speaking to George Scheinl. George is calling all the way from Australia. And George has had some very unusual paranormal experiences in his life, starting really, I think, at age 5. Is that right, George?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct.
Tell us about some of the things that you've experienced.
Okay. Well, when I was around the age of 5, I was more aware of what was starting to take place in my life. What would actually happen is I started by going to sleep, and during my sleep time, just at that point when I would fall asleep, I would have this feeling come over my body where I would start to visualize white cotton wool, and it was like that type of substance. And within a few minutes, I found myself out of my body. So it was like an out-of-body experience.
You could actually see your body there sleeping.
Yes, that's right. Yes, yes.
How cool is that?
Yes, a very interesting way to be. And then I could hear everything around me because I had a younger brother sleeping in the same room. And then I could hear myself start to scream. So it was an uncomfortable feeling, but very extraordinary. And then I could hear my mum trying to wake me up, and sometimes she would shake me, which, God bless her, is what a mother would do. And it sometimes took half an hour to 40 minutes for me to awake. My mother just thought I was having bad dreams, and eventually I told her that this is the same thing that was taking place every night. And it continued till I was aged about 18 years old.
Wow. Did you see ghosts?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you actually talk to dead people?
I'm sorry?
You can actually talk to dead people?
Well, I can. We can all actually talk to dead people, and dead people come through and talk to us in different ways.
Uh huh.
If I might explain to you what I have learned through my life happens when someone dies. I have learned that when someone dies with a very strong attachment to our physical life, I have learned that they will stay in a very earthbound state, which is very close to our physical body or physical level.
Uh-huh.
However, a lot of people who are prepared to go to what we call the light, they actually move on, and they become around us in a different way, a far more distant type of way. But those who remain around us stuck in the earthbound state have some type of connection holding them here. Sometimes they're afraid to go to the light because they have fear of being judged, or sometimes they have connections that hold them here, as in money or unfinished business, you know. But the only way I can explain death, from my personal point of view,
yes,
is if we imagine taking a drop of water from the ocean, putting it in a test tube, and we can at any time give that drop of water a name or an identity. It'll be personalized. However, when the time comes for that drop of water to die, it would be like putting it back in the ocean, and we could visualize that as being gone to the light. That drop of water then loses its identity, but still remains somewhere within that ocean.
Well, when you talk to these spirits of these dead people, do you actually see them like what they looked like when they were alive?
Yes, that's right. A spirit or person that dies, I have found, always takes its personality with them to the other side. So, for instance, my mother and father have both passed away recently, and they come through to me in the same personality and the same physical body that I remember seeing them when they were alive. And the Buddhists do it well. The Buddhists say that the last hour of your death is what you will take over to the other side with you, and will shape you once you get to the other side. So it's quite
now, the other side, is that a heaven or hell or both or what?
Well, I don't believe so much in a hell as much, you know, like the hell, fires and punishment, uh-huh, and torture. I find it more, hell is a place where a soul locks themselves in. The judgments come from ourselves, I believe. And when somebody does pass over, if they've done bad, then they will feel that, you know.
Just
a quick example, the best one would be a person who's committed suicide. They will have regret when they go over, and they will actually carry the same...
Unless you're an Arab, then you're going to get 70 virgins.
That's right. They're not going to get the 70 virgins, no. So... it's very similar to the life we have here, except that you're in a different body, and so if you're a very cranky spirit when you pass over, you'll still be a very, you know, you'll be very cranky on the other side.
So do you believe in reincarnation?
That's something I'm very open-minded to many things. I've never really had the proof that reincarnation exists, but I do have. I'm very open to that fact that may indeed take place, but it's something that's never really been shown to me or proven to me at this point.
Okay. Now, do you help other people make connections with their dead relatives or friends?
I do when I need to. As you're aware, I was a spiritual minister.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. Tell me about that.
Uh-huh. And I left the church some years ago, mainly due to the fact of I was quite ill at the time, and also I found that spiritualism was a part of people's life that was very, very easy to manipulate and to use to make money, and in particular here in Australia. I'm aware that in America and places like England there are some very good mediums, but unfortunately we do get the charlatans that want to jump in and you know, play a role of...
Oh yeah, I think Harry Houdini spent a long time trying to expose the mediums.
That's right, and it makes it very hard for the actual real mediums to get their messages to a person without them being confused by other mediums later on.
That's very cool. You're the first ghost hunter I've ever spoken to.
well, I'll welcome you.
I'm going to send Ghostbusters over there to you.
Yes.
Now yes. You've written the manuscript, haven't you? And how can people learn more about you?
Yes, I've actually written a book called Spiritual Awakenings and Messages. Now,
how cool is that? How can people get that book?
All right, it's available through Amazon.com, also Barnes and Noble, Baker and Taylor, any good bookstore, in fact, and it's also available as hard copy or through Kindle as an ebook. It's a very interesting book. When I started writing my book a few years ago, I decided that if I was to die tomorrow, what's the one thing I wish to have accomplished? And that would be to share my story with the public. I feel all the things that have happened to me in my life, rather than being vain and just something that passes by, I decided to write a book about that and share it with people. Not to convince people of or change people's ways. I would never set out to change anyone's belief system, but I just simply want to share my story with the people in the world.
Well, I know there's certainly a lot of unexplainable things out there, and You know, it's amazing that you're able to communicate with spirits and help people communicate with spirits. And I think everyone should certainly try to look for this book. And we're speaking again, if you haven't caught this, to George Schynol, S-C-H-Y-N-O-L. And you can find his book on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, and every good book-selling site. And what's the name of your book once again?
Spiritual Awakenings and Messages.
All right, Spiritual Awakenings and Messages.
I also have a website that you can visit.
Oh, good. What is that?
And that's, yes, and that's at www.spiritualawakeningsandmessages.com.
All right, spiritualawakeningsandmessages.com. George, thank you so much for calling, and we've got to take care of all those ghosts in Australia. Thank you so much for calling and being on the show.
4:30 a.m. in the morning here, so I'm a little bit just woken up.
Thank you again, George.
All right.
Are you in the terrible position of owing more than your real estate is worth? It just doesn't make sense to throw more good money after bad. At some point, it does make good sense to cut your losses. Don't count on failed government programs that in the end make your problem even worse. We are years away from a housing recovery. Disposing of it incorrectly could create disastrous tax consequences and ruin your credit. You could even pay income tax on the lender's loss. I'm Stuart Venner, president of the Wilshire Holding Group. With over 18 years' experience, we have the proven solution to your problem. A way to dispose of that upside-down property without incurring tax liability and minimize any negative credit. Don't walk away from the property. Call us first. Go to realtycrisis.com or call 877-94-HELP-ME. That's realtycrisis.com, realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Don't lie awake nights worrying. We're here to help you. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
Folks, welcome back to the show. I have a very interesting and knowledgeable guest online. We're speaking to Teresa Dale, Dr. Teresa Dale. She is a natural medicine and homeopathic hormone rejuvenation therapy expert. Well, that's a mouthful. Welcome to the show, Dr. Dale. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much, Stuart. It's so nice to connect with you and to be able to help your listeners.
The same here. Could you tell us a little bit about what you're doing? I know you've done some amazing things.
Well, what I do is I help men and women to have healthier lifestyles and to empower them to actually change their life and to heal themselves of various health conditions.
And I'm reading a little bit in your bio that at 22 years old, you actually healed yourself of a growing uterine tumor in a six-month period.
Yes, I did. And it was, I really didn't have any help or support with that. I just made a decision because of my childhood, watching my mother go through so many surgeries. I don't know, six, seven, eight surgeries.
No, I can imagine. My mother had the same thing.
All of which were really unnecessary.
Really?
Yes, like her coccyx bone sawed off because she had a vertebrae problem.
Oh, my God.
You know, like serious things happening to a person because a person was not educated about their body, and she made the wrong choice. But she made the only choice she could make with the information that she collected. So I watched that at a very young age, and when I was told that I had a uterine tumor and saw it on an X-ray, I said, there's only one option, and that's to fix it. If I created it from my emotions, my diet, or whatever it is, then I can discreate it. And
well, I believe that. I think the body does have amazing healing powers of its own.
Mm-hmm. I know it's true. So, you know, that's when I realized that I could do this, and that if I could do it, anybody could do it. I said, oh my goodness, this is what I want to do, is to help people to become more educated about their body, or become very educated about their body, to be able to help themselves and help others.
Now, you know, I understand you are the pioneer of the homeopathic hormone rejuvenation therapy, but that is not hormone replacement therapy.
You're so correct, Stuart. It is completely different. It is allowing and educating the body, allowing the body to make its own hormones again. And
which,
you know,
I have to assume is very safe.
Oh, my goodness. It's FDA-registered. Homeopathy was grandfathered into the FDA. It has a beautiful medical history of 200 years of never hurting anyone and being effective in all countries. And there's so many homeopathic medical textbooks that people can get and learn about homeopathy.
You know, I know that I've always been scared to death of this HRT and replacement and human growth, the growth hormones that they're injecting into people, and I think that can be a very, very dangerous thing.
Well, I think it's very wise to be skeptical, and I think without doubt, the reason that I know hormone replacement is toxic, negative, and causes cancer, including bioidentical hormones, is that I have invented a saliva test called the five-element saliva test, five elements of Chinese medicine, given reference to in the name, five-element saliva test, in where we test by saliva, which is more accurate than blood. We test all of the hormones, including we have two progesterones. We have five cortisol. I do five cortisol levels, because any less than that isn't testing the entire circadian rhythm and how the body makes hormones. We also test testosterone and the three estrogens and DHEA and food intolerances and insulin by saliva test and parasites. So we have a very huge platform here and a huge test that gives a very wide blueprint of what's going on with the person.
Dr. Dale, what is your feeling on vaccines like flu shots, and what do you think about them? Are they necessary?
Well, you're a very educated person, I can tell, because you're asking all the right questions. I can tell. So vaccines are very bad for children, for adults.
All vaccines?
All vaccines, because it's not, you know, a lot of people think, oh, vaccines are like a homeopathic dose. No, nothing of the kind. That person either has been misguided, given wrong information, or they don't understand. Homeopathy is micro doses, meaning that there's no substance left in the actual remedy when you take it. It's really biological medicine. It's energy medicine. What? Vaccines have the actual substance in it when it's injected, so the actual virus is there. The actual flu virus or bacterium or whatever we're talking about in a vaccine is present, so that your body is getting a dose of the vaccine. Okay, completely different from homeopathy.
Well, you know, so, I remember, though, as a child growing up, summertime, my parents, everyone would be very frightened. And when I was in third grade, there was a little girl that sat next to me who died of polio. And I know when the polio vaccine came out, I mean, it eradicated it.
Well, you know, and then there were a lot of cases of polio that came about from the polio vaccine. If you do research, you can see how many cases of polio actually manifested. Now, I want to give you a little example here, if I may, and use my own family.
Okay.
My father was Swiss, being born near Zurich. He had polio when he was a child, and his family, Swiss, of course, called the herbal healer from the top of the Alps to help him, and he got rid of his polio without anything, with totally natural medicine. This was, I mean, you know.
So we didn't need Jonas Salk. We could have just thrown away the iron lung.
Any of this stuff. I really don't. Honestly, I think people can cure things. And actually, there's a homeopathic polio remedy that's a homeopathic noso that's made from polio that does a phenomenal job in other countries. And that's been around for 200 years.
Do you believe in antibiotics?
Pardon?
How do you feel about antibiotics?
I feel that if it's an emergency where a person's in a car accident, they're in some emergency, and they need help to save their life, then we have the best doctors in the world at doing emergency care. Okay, beyond that, I feel that we fail because we have no answers for degenerative disease that's actually going to cure the patient. I'm not talking about taking away their symptoms and giving them more symptoms of other things from the drugs. I'm talking about curing, so they don't need to take anything. That's what the word cure means. They're totally well. So,
well, you're an amazing lady, I have to say. You've really enlightened me a lot.
Traditional medicine powers to homeopathy. I mean, there's no comparison to what homeopathy can do for a person if they use it. Even if it works on animals, so it's no placebo effect. It works on horses, dogs. It works on all animals, birds, you name it. Homeopathy works. So it does. You don't have to believe in it. You just have to follow the homeopathic principles in taking it and educate yourself. Read about nosodes. What is the homeopathic nosode? What is a sarcode? You know, what different kinds of homeopathic remedies are available to us?
It's amazing. So actually the body can cure itself. It can create its own antigens, I guess, and create its own hormones.
Well, that's such a golden thing you said there, because when we reach a certain age, and let's say if you're a female, your ovaries stop producing some of the hormones, right?
I know how to make a hormone, Dr. Dale.
Right.
I just don't pay her.
Yeah. So, you know, when you reach a certain age and you're a female, the hormones slow down. But they don't slow down from the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands still make all the hormones you need. Now, you're not going to go to a doctor who is trained in selling and giving hormones. That's going to tell a woman that. By the way, your adrenal glands will make all the hormones you need if you handle your stress, if you work on your emotions, if you eat well.
Well, I do believe that. I think stress is probably the biggest killer out there.
It is. You're so wise. It is so. You're so wise.
Dr. Dale, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and I think that everyone is going to learn a lot from this. Can you tell the folks out there how they can learn more about you and hear more about you?
Right. Well, I have two books. One is called Revitalize Your Hormones, and the other is called Transform Your Emotional DNA. The website that is the most educational is www.wellnesscenter.net.
Okay, everybody, if you didn't get that, it's wellnesscenter.net. And we've been speaking to Dr. Teresa Dale. She's a fascinating lady, and I think we can all learn a lot from what she's had to tell us. Dr. Dale, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Are you in the terrible position of owing more than your real estate is worth? It just doesn't make sense to throw more good money after bad. At some point, it does make good sense to cut your losses. Don't count on failed government programs that in the end make your problem even worse. We are years away from a housing recovery. Disposing of it incorrectly could create disastrous tax consequences and ruin your credit. You could even pay income tax on the lender's loss. I'm Stuart Venner, president of the Wilshire Holding Group. With over 18 years' experience, we have the proven solution to your problem, a way to dispose of that upside-down property without incurring tax liability and minimize any negative credit. Don't walk away from the property. Call us first. Go to realtycrisis.com or call 877-94-HELP-ME. That's realtycrisis.com, realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Don't lie awake nights worrying. We're here to help you. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
Welcome back to the show. I've got a very, very interesting guest online. We're speaking to Tally Raffaele. Tally is an attorney. He's the president and managing member of the Armour Settlement Services. He's a motivational speaker, and he's going to tell us how to effectively negotiate. In fact, he's written a book of the complete guide on how to negotiate. Tally, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stuart. It's good to be here with you today.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you. You have a fascinating resume. Tell me a little bit about how you got started and how you got into negotiating and teaching negotiating.
Well, Stuart, I'm an attorney. I've been an attorney for about 12 years now. I own a nationwide real estate title company. It's Armour Settlement Services. I'm constantly negotiating vendors with clients. We're negotiating fees with clients. We're negotiating salaries, bonuses, raises with employees, with independent contractors. I find myself negotiating all day long, and it's something I enjoy. It's something that I feel like I've always been good at. It's a natural thing for me, and I wanted to share my experiences and some guidance with everybody else out there. I figured this was something that I could provide others and help them along the way so people aren't intimidated when they're going against others who may have more experience with negotiating, such as when you're going to buy a car or if you're dealing with experienced business people and you're not so experienced yourself. I really wanted to level the playing field for everybody out there.
And you've got the book that teaches them how to do it. I guess I always learned the first one that talks loses.
Very true, and I say that in my book. I say you really want to try your best to get the other party to make the first offer. You really want them to throw out a number first if at all possible. And in the book, I provide guidance on how to have that happen.
I've always been pretty good at negotiating. The one I have a problem with is how do you negotiate with a teenager?
it's always tough, but it's funny because I mention even negotiating with your own children in the book as well. The trick is really trying your best to put yourself in that person's shoes. What does my teenager really want here? And when you do that... And
probably drugs and sex.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, I guess, for some people. The thing is, you really have to do your best to understand where the other person's coming from. And when you do that, you then talk in their language. That's the only way a negotiation can work.
That's very true. And I deal with a lot of real estate related and real estate activities myself, and I noticed that you have done quite a bit of that. That's one of your specialties.
Yes, it is. I'm heavily involved in real estate. I'm involved in the real estate market in South Florida, also in Baltimore, Maryland, but also throughout the country because my title company is a nationwide title company. So we're involved in real estate throughout the entire nation.
Okay.
We've seen the ebbs and the flows, and we've seen good times and bad times for sure.
I've seen that myself. I was in the mortgage business for many, many years. And do you have any success in negotiating short sales?
Actually, we've done a lot of that. So the answer is certainly yes. We've helped a lot of people with negotiating short sales as well. We've dabbled in almost all aspects of real estate, for sure.
Well, that's certainly something hot today, I'll tell you. And as an attorney, I guess negotiating is really the key to it. It's either that or go to court.
Negotiating is the key for almost everything in life, it seems. You're negotiating all day long, whether you're an attorney in a courtroom, whether you're a parent with your child, whether you're negotiating something with your friends, whether you're negotiating with your spouse on where we're going to take our next family trip, who's
sure.
going to do what chores, what we're going to do this weekend. It's all in basically give and take, compromise, cooperation, and communication.
Well, I have not read your book yet, but I have learned personally, I kind of feel, and I don't know how you feel about it, that when you are negotiating, ultimatums aren't always the best idea. You don't want to back someone into a corner where they have no wiggle room.
Very true story. It's so important to understand. When you do that, sometimes if you have a lot of leverage, the person may have no choice but to concede.
But
they're
you're
not going to be
dice.
Happy about it.
You're shooting dice. You're shooting dice at that point. It's either a yes or no.
You are. The person's going to have resentment. And if they can get out of it, they certainly will. And, you know, when you think that somebody has no options, a lot of times you can find out that that's not true. When you put somebody back in the corner, it's amazing how creative somebody can be when they don't like being there. So
that's right.
That's not the way you do things. It's more about cooperation and collaboration. You get better results. You have better success with people. And when you have to deal with that person again, things are going to be much smoother as well.
I've also seen that, and I've observed this in so many cases, that if you're selling or negotiating or trying to get your way in whatever area it is, after you've made the sale, sometimes it's best to just stop talking because people can talk themselves right out of that sale.
Well, you see that a lot sometimes. And they definitely train you that way when you're an attorney and you're working on becoming a trial attorney. They always tell you, don't ask that one question too much. Stop when you're ahead and keep it that way. Very important, because a lot of times what happens is a salesperson will end up talking somebody out of a sale when they would have, if they would have just been quiet, the sale would have been made.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, if there's any one or two important points or tips that you can give everyone, I know it's hard to do it in one or two tips, what would you say it would be?
Well, first thing is never see a negotiation as a conflict. It's never a conflict. Always see it as cooperation. That's really important. So engage the person and make them understand, hey, we're in this together.
Good point.
Another thing that's very important. When you do that, you already have common ground to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Not a conflict. Another thing is, again, like I said before, see things from that person's point of view. Don't see things from your point of view. You know your goals, you know your priorities, but you have to understand where this person's coming from.
Do you have to have a little empathy? Without empathy,
absolutely.
You really can't do it.
You have to empathize. You have to have sympathy. You have to understand this person. You really do. If they get to know what their wants and needs are, the only way to do that is by asking questions and by connecting. It's really important.
Makes the most sense. Tally, can you tell everyone how to get your book? And I'm going to be reading it as soon as we get done with this, my show. But can you tell everyone how to get it and how to learn more about you?
Sure, Stuart, and thank you for asking that. You can go to TallyRaffaelli.com. It's T as in Tom, A-L-I. Raffaelli is R-A-P as in Paul, H-A-E-L-Y.com. That's my website. You can buy the book there. You can also go to Amazon. If you go to Amazon, you can just do a search for my name. Again, it's Tali Raffaelli, TaliRaffaelli, and my book will come right up. And I think if you buy it, I think you'll love it. And I think there's a lot of good, practical, easy-to-use information in there. It's not a long book at all, easy to read, and it gives you really good practical advice on how to become a better negotiator.
I think that's so important, and if everyone didn't get that, it's TaliRaffaelli.com, TaliRaffaelli.com. It's a good Chinese name, Tally.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I hope everybody's going to learn a lot from you. I know I learned a little bit.
Thank you very much, Stuart. It was great chatting with you today. I look forward
to
speaking with you in your future.
Have a wonderful day.
Are you in the terrible position of owing more than your real estate is worth? It just doesn't make sense to throw more good money after bad.
At some point, it does make good sense to cut your losses. Don't count on failed government programs that in the end make your problem even worse. We are years away from a housing recovery. Disposing of it incorrectly could create disastrous tax consequences and ruin your credit. You could even pay income tax on the lender's loss. I'm Stuart Venner, president of the Wilshire Holding Group. With over 18 years' experience, we have the proven solution to your problem. A way to dispose of that upside-down property without incurring tax liability and minimize any negative credit. Don't walk away from the property. Call us first. Go to realtycrisis.com or call 877-94-HELP-ME. That's realtycrisis.com, realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Don't lie awake nights worrying. We're here to help you. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
This is Stuart Venner. I want to welcome you to our Freak of the Week segment. For years, I've received phone calls from U.S. Pharmacy trying to sell me Viagra all hours of the day and night. Regardless of what I've tried to do to get rid of them and stop them from calling me, they refuse. Sometimes they call back as soon as I hang up. These guys bring a new meaning to harassment, as you are about to find out. They come at you as hard as they claim their product makes you. They say they're in the U.S., but it's clear they're from India, somewhere. I was lucky enough to tape our conversation for your enjoyment, so let me take you on a trip to Mumbai or Bombay or wherever they are in India and get ready for a cultural experience you won't soon forget. I do, incidentally, speak Hindi, which I learned from youswear.com.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this Kevin?
Yes.
From U.S. Pharmacy, right?
Right.
Are you sure you're not Bakri Chood?
No.
What do you want now, Kevin? You call me all the time.
Shut up. I just want to hear you. That's why I called you.
Okay, what do you want to talk to me about?
About the same thing, what you talk about every day. The same.
I know, every day you call me. You want me to have Viagra.
No, not at all. We don't want you to have that.
What do you want me to have?
Nothing.
Then why are you calling me?
You know why, right?
No, I don't know why.
Okay, I'm just calling you to give you one number. You can call them.
And what do I get at that number?
That is the number for U.S. Pharmacy.
U.S. Pharmacy. And what do you want me to call them for?
Just call them just if you want to do some, you know, like if you have a free time, nothing to do. If you want to eat their brains, you know it very well how to eat them, right?
No, I don't want to, U.S. Pharmacy. I want you to stop calling me all the time. All the time you call me. All day long, all night long, I get phone calls from U.S. Pharmacy.
That is not at all possible, Stuart.
What?
I said that is not at all possible. You know, one day you spoke to Tom. I have a recording. I have a call over here.
You do?
Of yours.
I don't believe it.
Yes, I do.
Play it for me. Why does U.S. Pharmacy call me day and night? Day and night, day and night. I never stops. I get phone calls. All different names, all different people.
Are you tired of getting these calls?
Yes, I'm tired of the calls. What would it take for you to stop calling me?
You're tired so early, Stuart, because you're going to receive this call for your lifetime now.
I don't want these calls. Terimaki chewed. I don't want these calls.
That's what I wanted to hear once again.
Terimaki chewed. I don't want these calls. Bakri chewed.
I'll call you back in the next 1 hour.
No, don't call me again.
Yes, I am going to.
Why are you calling me? Why do you keep calling me?
Because I don't have any work to do. That is why I keep calling you.
I don't want to be called. Are you in Mumbai? Where are you exactly?
You're coming to Mumbai?
I'm going to come to Mumbai and visit you.
When?
I'm coming next week. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you Hindi?
Yes.
I'm going to come to Mumbai and I'm going to eat all of the cows in Mumbai.
Wow.
You worship cows, and I am coming there to eat cows.
Don't forget me, okay? I will also come there to eat with you, all right?
What does it take to get U.S. Pharmacy to stop calling me? What can I do to have you stop calling
me? Well, I said, don't forget me. I am there. I'm a sharer, okay? Share with me.
I'm going to eat your cow.
Yeah, surely. I will also be there.
Bakri Chud, tell me, why do you keep calling me? Why is U.S. Pharmacy call me day and night, all night long? I have to shut my phone off. You keep calling me.
See, because when we don't have any work to do, so we keep calling you because you are, like, you know, right? You're a privileged customer.
I'm a privileged customer. I mean, what, do you have a contest going that if somebody can sell me the Viagra, they get a prize?
I will give you a best solution.
Okay.
You really don't want any calls?
Yes.
Just buy a small pack of 30 pills. You will not receive any calls.
So if I buy 30 pills of Viagra, you will stop calling me?
I bet you on that. No one will call you from U.S. Pharmacy.
What if I tell you, Terry Gand Me Danda?
You said that and you did.
That's not bad. That means I love you, Kevin. Terry Gand Me Danda.
Who taught you all this, man?
I learned Hindi from U.S. Pharmacy.
From U.S. Pharmacy itself. Okay, I know that was my good friend who taught you all this thing.
Yes, he taught me to speak Hindi. So, you know, all night long my phone rings. I have to shut my phone off because U.S. Pharmacy keeps trying to sell me Viagra. I don't need Viagra, Kevin. Everything works.
We don't call you to sell any Viagra. Did you heard any started our pitch? Did you heard any time?
I don't need that. I don't need it. But you keep calling me. Terimaki chewed, you keep calling me.
What does that mean? You just said in Hindi, what does that mean?
That means I want to be your friend.
No, that does not mean that.
What does it mean?
I'll let you know when I call you back, okay?
No, don't call me back. Don't ever call me back.
I bet you that today you're going to receive 30 calls from U.S.
Who are you talking to? Is that the friend of yours? Let me talk to him.
Everyone is going to call you.
Hello?
I said everyone is going to call you, don't worry.
I know everyone's going to call me. You never stop calling me. Teddy chut me chugly.
Goodbye till then. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Kevin.
And whose number is this?
Let myself.
Aren't you ashamed?
Good night, until we meet again. Adios, au revoir, I'll be the same.